With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The case against Claiborne Ebanks, charged with causing death by dangerous driving and driving under the influence, has been delayed due to Crown Counsel illness. Acting Justice the Honorable Ben Tonner, KC, directed the jury to return tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when the Crown is expected to continue its case. Mr. Ebanks is accused of causing the death of a man back in 2024 along Seaview Road in East End. Mr. Ebanks denies the charge and remains on bail from the Grand Court. In other news, local kids are asked to bring their artistic A-game as part of this year's International Day of Plant Health Observations. DOA Director Wilbur Welcome was on hand when the winning students picked up their prizes at a special ceremony at the Georgetown Public Library.
Which was ranged in great variety from painting to drawings to poetry. So it was a wonderful event. This is our first time celebrating International Day of Plant Health, and we plan to do a lot more celebrations throughout the years to come.
The competition was designed to teach students the importance of agro-health to Cayman's plant and food security. Finally, a man convicted of criminal trespass will be deported after being sentenced to immediate imprisonment. The court heard that an off-duty officer saw Jose Roman Reyes searching a vehicle in a private car park in West Bay. Reyes admitted the offense, which was aggravated by the fact he was already on bail for two burglaries. He will now be handed over to immigration authorities for removal from the Cayman Islands. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US military has accused Iran of a dangerous violation of the ceasefire after it launched a ballistic missile at Kuwait. Tehran said it had targeted US bases there in retaliation for a strike in southern Iran. Kuwait shot the missile down. The US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has threatened sanctions against Oman if it cooperates with Iran's plan to charge tolls on ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz. He's also announced new measures against Iranian airlines. Israel has carried out a strike in Beirut as it continues its offensive against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israeli media say the target was a commander in a militia linked to Iran. US officials say Washington is in talks with Kenya about setting up a quarantine facility there for Americans exposed to Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Clashes between rebel factions in Colombia are reported to have left dozens of people dead. The army has been sent to the area in the Amazon. Swiss police say they're treating a knife attack at a train station near Zurich as an act of terrorism. Three people were stabbed before a suspect was arrested. The former president of Yemen, Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi, has died. He spent his last years in exile in Saudi Arabia after being ousted by Houthi rebels in 2015. Rescuers in Laos are racing against time to pump water from a flooded cave where a group of villagers have been trapped for more than a week. Two brothers from England have completed their challenge of running 33 marathons in 33 days. Jordan and Kian Adams have raised around $2 million to tackle frontotemporal dementia, a hereditary disease both are expected to develop. BBC News.